It's on me, baby girl, it's on me.
DJ Mr. X, Loki, Roy in your vest, Kaspa, UKO as well. Asambe on Rise FM. Honale Vai Vai Modi Studio. We have Udla Shungusi, who just walked into the studio. Yes, Nina, Nin Pizinis Chelang, my fast food. Hey, what? Ban Mat Palambi. I know, I need my guest in studio. Welcome. You look so good. You look like a superstar. I'm good, Leather. How are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'll let you catch your breath.
Okay.
Let you catch your breath.
Those steps.
They didn't tell you about the elevator. Yeah. There's actually an elevator at the corner. But it's okay. Leather Mshungusi is in the studio on Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Iwahamakofana, looking absolutely amazing. Is that the color of the season? Because, you know, we have no idea. Is that the color of the season?
You gotta be bright. Right? All the time.
It's spring, man.
It is.
And liven up. When I hear that you are passing a fast food joint, I'm like, but this guy, this is probably one of the reasons why you had to open one of your own as well. Because everybody needs to eat, man.
Yes, that's very true.
We all need food. We all need food. I mean, we can't survive without it. It's been 2 years. I think it's been about 2 years that we have not heard from you.
It's been a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's been quite some time.
But I'm back.
You're back. Tell me this is your first radio interview since you came back. Just lie. It's okay.
It is.
Love to hear it. Absolutely love to hear it. Music is surrounding us everywhere. It's on the radio. It's on TV. People sing and dance all around us. But there's a selected few, the likes of yourself, who pick it up as a career. How would you say music found you as Utlala?
Definitely music found me, because I always tell people I've never even prayed to become a singer, an artist, or whatsoever. Yeah. I've always been about food. I'm a chef by profession.
Yeah. Okay.
And then music came along. There was the video that went viral, and then everyone liked the video, and then that's how Udladla Mshungusi was discovered, through that video, which made me today being Udladla Mshungusi.
But then with big artists like yourself, like, you came in, you made us scream and shout, "This Kolo's Memes!" We go Memes, and then you disappear. And then there's this other genre that just sneaked in, as if it knew you would take a break, and it's like, "Hey, I sing Genela piano." Do you see a future between collaboration in genres, between Ikom ne piano?
Yes, there have been. I did a hit song with Amaroto. Insimbi Zase-Envy. Song was big. I did a song with Kabza De Small. The song was big. You know, everything I touch turns into gold.
Listen, coming to your fast food joint very, very soon. You also have now, I think you've hosted this Ekaya, Kwamashu, in a couple of years, and then COVID-19 happened, a festival.
Yes.
You have another one coming, is it November?
Yes, in November, on November 30th. Yeah? It's big, it's better, it's actually bigger. I'm super excited and happy about it. I just can't wait. It's going to be a big event. So even people from La Enel Spray, they must come to KZN just for the festival. It's going to be a big festival.
Acute Twins are going to be there, one of the performers. Obviously, DJ Tira. Just doing a
Afrotainment. The whole of Afrotainment is going to be there. There's going to be Somizi as the main host.
Duncan?
There's Duncan.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
There's Lerato Khanyago. It's going to be a big event. Ayandan Tanz is joining.
Oh, man.
So it's different music, different genres. It's going to be a nice event, trust me.
People speculate into your signing of Afrotainment. People speculate into recording industries and production companies, especially with musicians, because we've not had a lot of good stories.
Yes.
We get excited, yes, there's a hit. And then we hear, I'm a him, what? How is the journey of you being signed to a record label worked out for you? And who would you say within the label is the most difficult to work with? I was going to say easiest to work with, but the most difficult to work with.
I wouldn't say the most difficult, but you know, when you're in a working environment, as far as abantu, people are different.
Mm-hmm.
You get my manager, Usamkelo, sometimes he's nice, sometimes he's angry, sometimes he's very moody. So you just need to understand one another. Being at Afro has helped me to grow.
Yeah.
Every time when I'm with people, there's something that I get from those people in order for me to grow. So, DJ Tira. Tira is the driver of the whole Afrotainment. What is important that I always tell him is that people will always talk. There will always be news. But what is important for us is that to always have transparency. Let us always have transparency, whether it's good or it's bad. Let us all have transparency. Let us not hide anything from one another.
Yeah.
Let me not hear about things from Sambro that Dira didn't tell me. Because whenever there's secrets and things that are being hidden, that's where waters will come in, and then we'll break, and it will be the end of Afrotainment. But if there's transparency, there's a way.
Do you guys pray together? Is prayer a thing amongst you guys? Before, when you get on the road, you're taking a trip to Mbombela, to Mpumalanga. Do you get together, hold hands and pray before getting on stage to perform? Is prayer a thing in your circle?
Trust me, we do. We pray a lot.
Yeah.
We trust in God. In anything that we do, we put God first. We are here today because there's a lot of things that happen. There's a lot of deaths within the industry. So there's evil spirits, there's everything. So every time, whenever we start the day or we go to gigs, we pray first.
You have to pray, right?
We have to pray
really, and everything just falls perfectly into place. Because it looks like everyone from that side can dance, guys. Is there like a school you guys go to? Because Lion Bombela, don't even ask anyone to dance here. Hey, we know about DJs and artists and whatnot. There's a few. How do you guys learn this whole dance thing? It's a gazin, no man. Do you go to school for it?
I think learning a para 16.
Yeah.
It's always Mofunuk Chaiva was a Deppen. That is very true.
Right.
Wars are independent because siyakuthanda ugroove kumnandi.
Yeah.
Yo, yabo mesingase sivalele umgroove idependent ingavela isafarishi. So nje was independent kuyagroove kumnandi.
Was independent. With you opening a fast food joint, I don't know if it's called a joint outlet. What are the closing times for your kind of business idependent? Because it sounds like unlikely.
Okay, for us, we don't want to have time to close the store. Because they say we tend to be alive at night.
True.
So there's a lot of studio camps, there's a lot of places happening.
Nice.
Even at night, people get hungry. We also get hungry in studio and we don't know where to get food.
Yeah.
So I think that's where my food store will come in.
Nice.
There's no time of closing. It's going to be open every day, every hour, every second, every time.
We have one or two fast food joints that will apparently open 24 hours. Mario Firang, about 5 and talk value. So you need to stay open.
True.
You need to stay open.
Yes.
And some people are not even able to make breakfast before going into work. They travel long distances to work.
True.
And maybe I'm a truck driver over that.
Yeah.
You know? You have a brand new song out. Yilengaga. Why this?
Yeah.
Why the title? Why this particular song for a comeback?
Yin Lengaga is actually a question, Uguti. It's directed, you know, at the party, mm-hmm. at everywhere you go. We go to clubs, we go everywhere. There's this person, or there's this type of people who you will always ask yourself, but what is it with him? Yin lengaga ngalo. The ladies around him, money, cars, everything, yonke into itholakala kuyena. So the song is dedicated to bonke labantu laba obabuza ukuthi yini lengaka. Ngalo, yini lengaka.
Yini lengaka. Music video?
Music video is coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow
you'll be able to stream it on YouTube. It's going to be out. It's a good video. It's actually nice. We've got Umkilan. Umkilan is one of the artists.
I was going to ask who are you featuring.
Umkilan is one of the artists who is trending and back in Durban. He's trending because of the events he does. He does events that take 4 days. Yes, it's a 4-day event. People don't go home. We dance from morning till night.
Yeah. it sounds so exciting. I wish we could make it to Durbani very soon. In November, said, is the festival.
Please come. Come to the festival. It's going to be nice.
So I'm happy to be the first one. In Mpumalanga to play Yin Lengaga.
Yes.
By Dala Shunguti. Thank you so, so much for stopping by. Anything we are missing? Because, I mean, it's been a while. Anything we are missing before I even let you go?
No, there's nothing missing. It's just that I'm back.
Yeah.
And music is going to be coming out. A lot of music features, everything.
Yeah.
We're back. We're looking forward to December. Then definitely I'm looking forward for the events that I'm having. Usuku Lomshunqu musical event.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have fun.
Social media. It's all about that these days. Social media handles also. I want to play your song. It's on standby.
On Instagram, it's Dladla_Mshunqisi. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, it's Dladla Mshunqisi. And then on Twitter, it's Real Mshunqisi. All my handles are verified. And then also on TikTok, it's Dladla Mshunqisi.
So you and I are going to get up and dance.
Yes.
No, we're not competing. I'm just dancing with him while we play the song because I don't even stand a chance. So here's a brand new song. Yin Lengaga with Dladla Mshunqisi. Enjoy it, man. Mpumalanga, stand up.
Basha. Aish. Uwele na msaji ufupa ya Uwele lile Aibu Asha ge Asha ge Ok Ara Ulus Shia
Again, be so my feeling in a good emthandeni azosithela semdantweni alela soyibhengela asoyikhivela alela soyibhengela asoyikhivela songene emacaleni ake nibizo maveleni nakho sekufike nomthandeni azosithela semdantweni alela soyibhengela asoyikhivela alela soyibhengela asoyikhivela.
It's a brand new one, and we're the first to play it. Dladla Mshungqisi with Yini Lengaka. Oh, Nkosi yam, Nkosi yam. Singa wazi ukujayiva. Udlala ngijayivisile. He taught me a thing or two, and I can officially say I can take on anybody at Durban any day.